for you to find that hopeless and endless love like I did with your mother.
A knock at the door distracts me, saving me from a full-blown fit of tears. He's here, Pops. I gotta go. I love you so much.
Update tomorrow at the shop.
You got it. Bye. He hangs up the phone in his typical abrupt fashion. The man never says goodbye, refuses to say the word, claiming, "Why say it when I'm not going anywhere?" With sweaty palms and all, I take each step to the door with a mixture of excitement and a whole lot of nerves. Pedro yaps and barks like his ass is on fire. I scoop up the little hellion before opening the door. When I open the door, Oren stands before me like I've never seen him before. Loose blue jeans, a tight white V-neck shirt, and a dazzling smile. I do believe he looks even sexier out of uniform. Then my eyes land on the large bouquet of yellow flowers he's holding.
Olivia?
He nods, shooting me a dazzling grin. Hey! I swat at Pedro, trying to get him to quit growling.
I know you don't date, but...
He holds up the roses.
I had to.
My face burns with embarrassment at his gesture, and then everything else that happens flows out naturally, like we've been an old couple for years. Thank you, Oren. I bounce up on my tippy toes, giving him a one-armed hug. Pulling away from him is a different story. He's wearing new cologne that hypnotizes me into the most sex-inducing trance ever. He smells a tad bit sweeter than his normal masculine musky smell, with hints of woody smell mixed with basil.
Hey, killer.
Oren pats the top of Pedro's head, and I realize I'm still hanging off of him like a freaking crazy-ass monkey. I slowly step away, inhaling deeply, relishing the smell without flat-out sniffing him. This is Pedro, I say, stepping back, letting Oren into my apartment.
Seems like quite a vicious guard dog.
He's all bark and no bite. Oren hands me the roses, and I melt when the slightest scent of him lingers on them. Let me grab some water for our dinner roses. I air quote the last part.
I like the heels, Olivia.
I peer down to the damn hooker heels Scout forced on me and shyly grin.
You look gorgeous.
Nah. I stop myself, remembering the speech Scout gave me earlier. I mean, thank you, officer. And you, my hot cop, clean up quite nicely, too.
Man, since moving here, I've been pulling double shifts, heading home, stripping down to my boxers, and then back up at it again.
I choke on my own spit, picturing him clothed only in boxers, and then getting up in the morning. Good lord, I need to get a grip.
Whoa, puppy.
I turn back to Oren just in time to get the perfect view of Pedro pounding out his own sexual frustrations at Oren's ankle, full-out Yorkie humping like there's no tomorrow. Pedro, damn you! I drop the roses into a vase full of water. Pedro! Finally, when I reach him, I slap his little bump, knocking him out of the perfect rhythm. I'm so sorry, Oren. He usually is only an elbow humper. Oren's laugh bubbles up from his chest. God, that didn't sound good, did it? I stand up with the little horny humper tucked under my arm.
You two have to be the cutest pair I've ever met.
Oren steps forward, gently places his lips on my forehead, leaving behind a tender kiss before standing back up. I fumble like a whore in church for my next few words. He pisses on the people he doesn't like, so I guess you made the cut.
I'm sorry, Olivia, I can't do this.
My heart sinks down to my toes with each of his words. I feel tears begin to pool up behind my brown eyes and wonder what in the hell I did wrong. Did he get that offended by Pedro's actions? Before I muster up the courage to form a word, Oren steps in closer to me, clutches my cheek with one of his large palms, and then dips his face to mine. His gorgeous brown eyes are the last thing I see before his scent knocks all of the sense out of me. His lips grace mine, running slowly across them, and then his other hand pulls me in closer by the small of my back. Pedro remains frozen, sandwiched between us. Oren's lips press a bit harder into mine, and then he swipes his tongue out along the seam of my lips. I moan with the intimate touch. Oren deepens the kiss, pushing his tongue into my mouth and circling it, and then pulls back, just focusing on my lips and peppering them with gentle kisses.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. Standing here and talking to you without giving you a kiss was torture.
He keeps his hand pressed on the small of my back, keeping me upright while he tries to apologize for that. Oren, just shut up. I hold my free trembling hand up to him. That was the best first kiss a girl could ever ask for.
First?
He asks, stepping back, clutching the back of his hair and leaving his hands there. I shyly nod yes.
Shit, Olivia, you are really gonna be the death of me.
I set Pedro down. The first kiss must have scared the shit out of him, because he scatters away, struggling to keep his legs under him as he scatters on the vinyl flooring. The room spins a bit when I stand straight back up, going a bit dizzy.
So you're okay with it?
Oren drops both of his arms.
I know you're traumatized from dating and Bandit.
Yeah, I did.
So what are we going to call this?
Oren steps up to me again, wrapping both of his arms low around my waist and backing me up to the counter until my calves hit the cupboards. His fingers dig into my hips as he lifts me up onto the counter. Oren settles his large frame between my legs. His hands glide and mold to the sides of my cheeks as he dips his face lower to mine. I think it's called kissing, I mumbled into his lips. Amazing, hot, and the best kissing in the history of all kissing by hot cops. I feel his smile press into my lips before he begins kissing me again. He nurtures my lips with each graze of his. His taste is addictive with each peck. My palms remain planted on the counter, keeping myself steady. A warmth spreads over my body as Oren captures my bottom lip in his teeth. He pulls back a bit.
Your turn to kiss me, Olivia.
I sit up straighter, curling my arms around my middle, crawling right back into my embarrassment shell.
Olivia.
Oren uses his finger to lift my chin up to him.
Kiss me, please.
I don't know how to. His sexy smile covers his face.
Close your eyes and jump with me, Olivia.
I follow his instructions, fiddling with my fingers until he unclasps my tangled arms, placing my palms on his cheeks. With eyes shut, I lean forward until our lips touch. I fight to remember the movements of his lips and what his actions were. I lavish his taste with each peck and build up more courage with each time our lips touch. A low groan bubbles up from his chest, giving me the courage I need to savor one final grace of his lips before pulling back.
Best kiss ever,
Oren says, standing straight up.
Now, let's get you to dinner before this turns into a date.
Roses, sweet kisses, and now dinner with a sex god is pretty much classified as a date, I reply, holding on to his shoulders to help balance myself for the leap down to the ground. I'm not sure if it's the mixture of the emotion coursing through my veins or the trashy hooker heels, but my legs wobble to the point of my knees knocking together. Oren hooks his arm through mine.
Are you okay going on a date with me?
I think I am. I nod my head. Just no pasta throwing. I mean, you did pass the Pedro test.
Oren is quite the gentleman, opening all doors for me, even the one to his Jeep Wrangler, forcing me to pinch myself to wake myself from this dream. It's all too good to be true.
Gravy Dugs?
He asks, stopped at a red light. Hell yes! I squeal.
I mean, we hit it off there pretty good the first time, so I'd hate to try anything else.
Yum. And do I get to still dip your finger steaks in my gravy?
I guess.
Gravy Dugs is dead, which makes me happy. Less staring eyes to start the gossip circle. Oren surprises me when he slides in on my side of the booth, until we are shoulder to shoulder. Hey there, I say with a big smile.
You ordering for me set me straight on my ways at Gravy Dugs.
Oh, I can show you the light for sure. I slide the two menus to the end of the table, and then feel his hand wind into mine. There's a new waitress who oozes a bit too much sexiness for me. I give it to Oren. He doesn't sneak one peek at her supple cleavage or tops of thighs in her freaking boy shorts. Old Gravy Doug must be getting lonely and quite horny in his old age.
You do like the chicken fried steak, huh?
Oren asks, squeezing my hand. Yeah, I'm a gravy girl. I shrug and give his fingers a squeeze.
How in the hell have you remained single so long?
I'm a weirdo magnet, no offense. Oren slowly moves his fingers to mine. The movement nearly causes me to melt into a pool of horny teacher.
Seriously?
I'm serious, I reply.
20 questions,
he asks, raising an eyebrow. I twist in the booth to face him. What are the rules?
Anything goes.
You get one question and then I ask you one?
Deal.
Oren takes a long gulp of his ice water.
How many boyfriends have you had, Olivia?
You know that answer, I reply.
Seriously, and I'm like a walking lie detector.
Fine. One from first grade? His name was Skipper, and he was imaginary.
I knew it!
He slams the table. His deep chuckle makes the embarrassment creep up into the pinks of my cheeks. My turn. I reach over and grab his forearm, shocking myself at such a bold move. How many girlfriends have you had?
Do you want the truth or a lie?
He asks. Truth, Oren.
A lot? Too many to count?
Alrighty then, I should have picked a lie.
College?
He asks. State college here in Oregon? Teaching school with Scout. Lived in the dorms, watched Seinfeld every single night in my dorm room eating Fig Newtons.
Party animal.
You know it. Okay, Oren, where are you from? Where did you grow up? And what brought you here?
Slow down, Turbo. One question at a time.
I'm boring, Oren. I was raised by my dad, no boyfriend, and still have my V card. You've met Pedro and Scout. The two other people in my life, beside my dad. My mom died when I was 9. I pause, thinking of anything else. Oh, and I hate the letter O.
Why do you hate the letter O?
He raises an eyebrow in my direction. Really, Officer Oren O'Brien? I'm Olivia Olander, who lives in Ontario, Oregon, and who is O-less. And I slap both hands over my mouth, instantly missing the feel of his hand in mine. I spread my fingers enough to talk through them. Talk now before I die of embarrassment. His words are laced with laughter.
I'm from Southern California and a third-generation police officer. I have a big, loud family with 4 brothers and 3 sisters. And Olivia? I hated my life in California. I asked for his transfer for a fresh start. Oh, and I love the letter O.
No more alphabet allowed in tonight's conversation, and we're never playing 20 questions again.
Deal. It's nice knowing more about you, Olivia.
You too, Officer Hot Pants.
You and your damn nicknames.
And the food saves the day from any more awkward conversation. Oren's a gentleman, letting me dip in his gravy and steal bits of his food from his plate. The man can eat. He puts away all of his food, plus my leftovers.
Was it as good as the first time?
I ask, and then die a bit on the inside, realizing how dirty the question could be.
Delicious, and the company just as sweet and lovable.
He taps the end of my nose before he goes to pay the bill. My heart sinks, knowing our date is nearing an end. Even with the horrifying conversation, Oren has a weird way of making me feel comfortable through all of it. Dutch? I ask, walking up behind him while staring at his perfect ass.
Not a damn chance,
he says without turning around. I can pay my half.
You said it was a date, and that means I pay.
Well, thank you, Oren. He turns around, clutches my hand, and holds the door of the diner open for me.
You might not be saying thank you in a few minutes.
Chapter 10. The Reign of Hulk Hogan. I'm going to frickin' murder Scout with a dull ice cream scoop. If I had my cell phone right now, I'd be calling her ass up and letting her have it.
I'm ready when you are, Olivia.
Oren's voice drips through into the dressing room.
Just a second.
I reach up behind my neck and tie off the top of my bikini. That's right. I'm standing on cold cement in a bright yellow and red bikini of Scout's at a natural hot springs at night. My breasts barely fill out Scout's top, and I look like a little child dressed up in a Hulk Hogan wannabe swimsuit. Thank fuck I'm not a natural blonde. I'm pretty sure Scout bought this swimsuit with a whole role-playing outfit with Taylor.
Ew, abort thought. Shit, fuck, bitch. That was gross.
I swing open the dressing room door, ready to give the what for to Oren for bringing me to the local soak and poke pools. But him, in swim trunks, leaves me speechless and spasming between the legs. He's in burnt orange swim trunks that complement his skin perfectly, and I definitely see a California man before my eyes. His abs are more chiseled than I ever imagined. But I'm hypnotized back up to his beautiful face outlined with his strong jawline, brown eyes, and luscious dark hair. He has a skeptical smile covering his face.
Are you gonna kill me?
His expression turns even more worried.
I'm going to murder Scout, and then block her number from your phone and yours from hers.
I plant both hands on my hips and then dash for the towel he sent me into the dressing room with.
Shit, I just probably made thousands of Asian Hulk Hogan fans scream worldwide with that stance.
Stop.
Oren grasps my wrist and pulls me towards him, letting the towel drop to the dressing room floor.
I know Scout was being a bit devilish planning this date. I mean dinner or friend night out. Shit.
Oren runs his free hand through his hair. Date, I correct him.
I've heard several of the officers talk about this place and, well, I wanted to come here with you.
You do know this is called the local soak and poke, right?
I'm aware of how many babies have been made here, but I've never been to a natural hot springs resort at night.
You do have those puppy dog eyes mastered.
Thoughts of how many girlfriends he's had race through my mind. He's mastered the skillful touch of getting in panties, or in my case, Hulk Hogan's briefs. The picture is masterfully painted before me. Breathtaking hunk standing before me. Says all the right things. Kisses like a god. Makes me squirm more than I care to admit. Then all the other women he's crushed and left spilling tears on their pillows flow into view. He's a certified lady killer. He takes them down one at a time with his delicious and very devilish brown eyes. Then the ladies swoon to his voice, then his smell, and then wham! The whole package, and they're all hook, line, and motherfucking sinker. What's left, you ask? His ding-dong in your sinkhole, and like a good little twat in love, you lay down and let him take you in every single position possible, except the butt. Butt in the what? What? Because that simply causes blindness worldwide.
Olivia.
I look up to Oren staring down at me.
Are we going in or not?
Your Twinkie is getting nowhere near the sinkhole, you lady killer. His familiar rumble of a chuckle fills the air.
Would you like to swim with me, or at least get into the warm, comforting water instead of the cool breeze?
Oren.
Olivia.
He pulls me in closer, cradling my shivering bikini-clad red and yellow outfit. Don't break my heart. The pads of his fingers brush away tendrils of stray hair framing my face.
I'm not here to break your heart.
I feel the stray tears stream down my face, rounding my high cheekbones and pulling into my cleavage. I've opened up to you more than anyone else. Don't break my heart. It's too painful to look up at him and allow Oren to analyze or even scrutinize every single emotion streaming across my face.
Olivia, will you jump with me?
I feel him tug us closer to the edge of the outdoor pool. The steam, smell, and feel of the natural water envelopes the both of us as we're inches away from the steaming water. It's the local attraction that I've heard countless stories about, and now I'm tiptoeing on the edge with my prince, who's promising me a future I know nothing about. My heart is screaming as I swan dive with Hot Cop, and my brain is sending warning flares of danger up. I'm left with one final question. Only if you don't break my heart, Oren O'Brien. His strong biceps tug me just enough over the edge with him until both of our bodies collide into warm water, inviting waters. I let all the negative thoughts flow out as I drown into the hopeless dark chocolate brown eyes that have so reassured me over the days. He didn't run when the awkwardness was on full display. He only pulled closer to me. Holding my breath underwater, I feel his tug, and then when almond-shaped eyes spring open, it's him I stare back at underwater. It's not Officer Lady Boner, Officer Fuck Me, or even Hot Pants. It's Oren I see reaching out for me. His large palm once again clutches around my wrists, and I'm dragged directly back into his vortex as he saves me from drowning in everything of him. I'm not covered in pasta, sauce, and or, in my damn case, humiliation. Rather bathed in Oren O'Brien, who seems desperately and hopelessly in love with my awkward Asian, Yorkie-loving, and extremely cursed ass. I gaze at my future in hope in his brown eyes as we surface from the tempting and very warm waters that something deeper lies between us. Even if it's a fling, I get to tell my future grandkids about. I'm certain in this very moment that Oren's Twinkie, beyond a shadow of a doubt, belongs in one of my orifices, and in this moment, it could very well be my butt-holio. and life would be good.
We both begin to surface at the exact time, but being the gentleman Oren is, he shoots me up first from under the depth of the waters. I gulp, gasp, and struggle to regain my bearing after the masterpiece I was just dunked with. We both sputter for several seconds before Oren sends me a Kane's signature headlight finger movement by his left pectoral. For a fact, I'll be murdering Scott via a dull ice cream scooper as I stare down at my left tip floating right along between Oren and myself. Thank fuck for the obnoxious red and yellow bikini. I mean, it has to take some attention away.
Miss Olander!
I hear a very young and eager voice squeal while my left girl remains to peacefully float in the water between Oren and I. His hands clutch low on my ass, pulling me towards him, officially smashing my tit into his wet chest, and like clockwork, my body sings. Slowly, I swivel towards the voice while remaining locked in Oren's grasp. He uses his large palm to shield my booby from the view of the youngsters while I tuck her right back down into the Hulk Hogan.
Amy!
I feign pride and everything a first grade teacher should when I make eye contact with one of my students.
You got arrested?
Little Amy's vision goes to Oren holding me in his arms. He kept me clutched to him, splaying out both of his palms on my belly.
No,
I wave back while plastering on my best first grade grin for the know-it-all.
What are you doing then?
She squeaks back, which now has the attention of the entire pool, her parents included.
Dinner.
His deep yet gentle voice whispers into my ear.
I'm doing dinner!
I holler back at her without thinking, and then turn to Oren. For the love of God, drown me.
Is this a premeditated crime?
He asks with a light chuckle accompanying it.
Oh, yes.
I groan, turning back to Amy and her family.
Do you know how to swim? Watch this, Miss Olander.
The little freaking gem rapid fires off umpteen questions before her mother finally does shut her up.
Amy, out! Your 5 minutes is up. Time to go.
I'm pretty sure Amy's dad saw my tit, as he hasn't taken his view from my floating boobs since the scapey accident. Amy's parents both wave goodbye as they leave the pool.
I'm starting to see there's never a dull moment with you, Olivia.
The universe hates me. I twirl in his arms, with my own arms smushing my boobs together to keep the babies hunkered down. And don't complain, I do believe you touched my boob.
Just some side boob action, that's all.
He raises his hands, trying to look innocent. Using my feet against his knees, I push off of him and begin back floating. The stars in the sky twinkle back at me, and the water next to me swishes up over my belly. And when I tilt my head to the side, Oren's swimming next to me.
Wall,
he warns. I stand up with my toes barely touching the rough bottom cement of the pool. Oren pulls me into his chest with a quick peck to my forehead. My body reacts, wrapping my legs around his center and locking my ankles. As much as I want to kill Scout for this, I have to admit, this has been the best date of my life.
Mine too.
Yeah, right. You have a lot to compare it to.
I've had my fair share.
He crooks his head to the side.
But there's something I can't get past with you, Olivia.
You're a fool. I mimic his head tilt. You probably look at me like a trophy. You know, racking in the V cards. His hand snakes down to my ass and squeezes until it's painful.
If I could, I'd slap your ass for saying that. I'm not the kind of guy, and Olivia, you don't deserve to be treated like that by anyone, especially yourself, when you think like that.
You know, I'm just always waiting for the fallout. I always have been since my mom passed.
You deserve the best. You're gorgeous, kind, caring, and a bit of a train wreck waiting to happen.
My smile widens across my face, and it feels good to openly talk to him about this. I really like the feeling of genuinely smiling for the first time in a long time.
Your smile is dangerous, Olivia.
Oh, and thank you for the kiss. I lean in, grazing his lips with mine. Kissing is nice. Kissing you, Officer Orin O'Brien, is real nice. The warm water envelopes us. The murmurs of the few other swimmers fade away into the night as we drift off into a dark corner of the pool, locked in the most breathtaking, ovary-stimulating kiss known to mankind.
Chapter 11. The verdict's in, he's not gay. So you guys just kissed.
Scout bounces up onto Dad's desk, laying down lunch for our Saturday time in the shop.
Yes, my lord, Scout. I'm not a well-rounded whore like you.
I know my eyes go wide and dreamy.
I swear, he melted my heart, lips, and panties just with his kisses.
Did he at least pop some wood?
She stuffs a handful of fries in her mouth. Felt him.
Thank you, baby Jesus. I was beginning to think he was too good to be straight. My damn gator has been off lately.
She slams her greasy palm down on the desk.
How do you know he got hard?
And just like that, my best friend knows damn well she has me backed in a corner.
Oh, spill it now.
It's not like I'm the most seasoned vet when it comes to bumping uglies, Scout. But his kisses and the way he looks at me.
I told you that I really think he's into you. And if he's popping wood, that's a good sign he's not batting for the other team.
Scout pops a fry into her mouth.
Keep it PG, girls. I'm here for the grub and to check on expenses.
My dad sits in his favorite worn-down chair, grabbing his food from Scout before I have the chance to blow the full details.
Just talking about your daughter's date last night.
She waggles her brows.
Well, she's chipper and has Pedro at her feet, so I'm guessing it went okay?
He draws out the last word, like he's unsure of it and waiting for the ball to drop. It went well, Pops. He's a great guy.
When's the next date?
Scout asks as she dry humps her bacon cheeseburger. We're going to the movies tonight. He had to work today.
And where does he work?
Dad asks.
Oh, old Daddy-O doesn't know much about your walking daydream. This must mean it's serious.
Scout taunts.
Shut up, bitch face.
I toss my boat of fries at her.
Damn it, you girls raise my blood pressure.
Dad slugs his soda.
What does he do, Olivia?
His voice leaves no question of the fact he wants an answer. It's his
move your ass, Olivia, voice, or I'll kick it for you.
He's never laid a hand on me, but I'd recognize his serious voice from miles away. He's a cop, just moved to town.
And she wants to hump him.
Scout adds,
Jesus.
Dad finishes his burger in record time.
And when do I meet this guy?
Hopefully soon, Dad. I pick at the hem of my pants. I just don't want to jinx it or scare him away.
I'm here for you, kid. Even if this guy is the one, or you end up being the crazy teacher who never marries, And the town suspects lesbonic behaviors.
She throws up when she sees Puss. You're good, old man.
Scout pats his shoulder as he saunters from the office and back out to work. Dad's hands have always been happy when covered in oil and solving the mystery of a broken engine.
Love both of you crazy girls.
Once the door shuts behind him, Scout peppers me with questions.
Is he huge or mid-size? And just exactly how did you touch his pecker?
Scout, I sit straight up in the office chair. He's huge, like Tony the Tiger has nothing on him.
Oh shit, he's bigger than Tony?
I have Scout's full attention in this moment. We made out in the corner of the pool. His hands were everywhere, gripping my ass, roaming up my sides. He even got side boob action. Another family hopped into the pool and we had to part. When I slid down the front of his body, I felt every inch of him. And then out of nowhere, I grazed his woody with the back of my knuckles.
And?
He's glorious and huge. We had to separate and then just swam around for a bit. But holy shit, it was hot.
He's definitely into you, O.
She wraps her arms around me, plopping her ass in my lap.
It's like my baby girl is growing up.
I think I'm falling in love with him. I lean my head on her tits.
Your cherry is going to get popped in the very near future. But as a seasoned sex freak, just watch out for your heart, O.
She runs her fingers through my hair. I want to fall hopelessly in love and then get my cherry popped.
If I've learned one thing, O, it's that it just takes days for your hoo-ha to heal, but forever to cure a broken heart.
I let her words soak in. I know she's right, but I also know I've fallen for every touch and compliment from Oren. My heart's being drowned in the idea and thought of love. I know I've jumped into a dark, murky pool that I can't get enough of. My damn phone is supposed to arrive on Monday. Which it better since I feel frickin' naked without it. Oren gifted me with one hell of a goodnight kiss when he dropped me off last night and promised to pick me up again at 7 o'clock to go to a movie and popcorn. He vowed it would be less date-ish, but my only request was more kissing and petting. He left one hell of a kiss imprinted on my lips before turning to his car. Now here I sit in my apartment with Pedro sleeping in my lap and remember the stinging bruise of his lips on mine. It hasn't even been 24 hours, and I'm more than ready for another outing with Hot Cop. It's crazy because tonight, I'm not worried about my outfit, hair, or makeup. My body is just zinging to see him again. I've showered, tossed on some clothes, light makeup, and have done nothing but picture him for the last hour while mindlessly scrolling social media and petting the sleeping dog in my lap. An ignition of fireworks light up my apartment, and they're not the sexy ones, but more of a spine-chilling, rapid-fire barking brought to you by Pedro. A loud knock on the door sent him into spastic barking episode. I check the clock on my wall that has each number marked by a different muscle car, courtesy of my old man, and realize it's an hour early for our movie time. I scoop the yapping freak up into my arms and make my way to the door, swinging it open.
Did you happen to check your peephole?
It's him, the sex god, the instant lady boner. Mr. Get in my vagina right now. Hey! I barely squeak out.
Got off early and I text you, but...
Yeah, no phone. I need to give you my home phone number.
You have a home number?
The look on his face cracks me up. It's shock, awe, and a twinge of disgust. Yeah, my dad insists since I'm so clumsy and, well...
Ah,
he nods.
Good dad, but he should teach you about checking your peephole before slinging open your door.
I grab him by the wrist and pull him into the apartment. No one comes here but Scout and, well, now you. I thought it was Miss Jackass USA since you're so early.
No excuses.
He growls out.
I've seen too much shit in my career. Check the people.
Yeah. I wave him off. But nice surprise.
Slow day, and my partner took over for me.
Nice. I nod.
Hey, dog.
He pats Pedro, who's tucked under my arm. Pedro, I correct. He plucks Pedro from under my arm and pats his head while taking a seat on the couch, like this is his second home. And before long, they begin wrestling. Yes, the man of my dreams is currently wrapped up in a chokehold with Pedro, growls and all. Drink? I ask.
I'm good. Do you know what movie you want to see?
Oren doesn't miss a beat while wrestling and growling back at Pedro. I haven't been to a movie in forever. I'm lame. I correct papers for fun. I perch on the arm of the couch near the tumbling duo. You can pick.
I'm in the same boat as you. I haven't been to a theater for years.
Here. I toss him my laptop that lands between him and Pedro. Pedro pants a bit and then nuzzles into Oren's lap while he fumbles to flip open the lid. I've picked the diner and basically ordered for you, so you get to pick the movie.
Chick flick or action-packed? What's your choice of poison?
Oren flips open the laptop and I offer up my password. I like anything, I reply, fighting the urge to curl up in his lap while he plucks in the password. And it's like he reads my mind. Oren's large palm wraps around my wrists, dragging me into his lap. His breath tickles the tender flesh on my neck. I find it easy to melt back into him. He snakes his muscular arms around me until both of his fingers are back to the keyboard.
Password again?
He asks. I swear I feel his tongue lap up and leave a fiery path of passion along my neck. I'm not sure if he really just licked my neck or if it was my wild imagination. I repeat the password one more time, making sure he strikes each key correctly. The rainbow circle of death whirls around for seconds as everything loads.
A guy at work is saying there's a new romantic suspense thriller type in the theaters called The Hunted. I'll check the times.
Each sound and syllable produced by his throaty and sex-lathed voice sends chills through my body, capturing more of my heart word by word. Sounds amazing. In a bold move, I turn just enough to place a quick peck on his cheek. I feel each peck of his fingers as he types in the password. It's quite a lengthy one, and in this moment, I'm appreciative of that. I feel myself melt even more into his comforting embrace. I watch as he clicks on the internet icon. Seconds flow by before a ball slapping sounds interrupts our intimate moment. It's not just a ball slapping sound, but it's accompanied by a hairy visual. That visual being a hairy butthole as an Oscar Mayer wiener pummels into the ass. I see hair, balls, dick, butthole, and then my life flash before my eyes. Once again, Scout's death is plotted from her ingenious idea of watching porn to educate myself. I burst from Oren's lap, and I don't miss his throaty laugh as I do. I know Pedro's on my heels, but I ignore him as I slam the door to my room shut and huddle in a fetal position, curled in my blankets. I'm pretty sure watching porn online is an offense, against the law, and scrutinized by people around the world. Not only did I let my best friend search it up and me attempt to watch it, but also I left the fucking browser open on my computer. I'm going to die of humiliation right now.
Olivia.
Knuckles rapping against my door catch my attention, but I ignore them.
Olivia, let me in.
It's his deep, sexy voice, and I muster up no courage to reply.
I'm opening the door and pray you're not standing behind it with a blunt object ready to kill me.
The creaking sound of the door, his footsteps, and then Pedro's nails clicking on hardwood floor follow. The bouncing on my mattress is Pedro, a motion I'm used to. Then it's the low dip of the mattress that's foreign to me. A heavy touch covers my hip.
Olivia.
It was Scout, I blurt.
Olivia.
She told me to and opened it, and then my curiosity got the best of me, and she even had me drown my phone in my tub. I don't pull my face from the pillows.
Olivia.
I don't know how to date or keep a boyfriend, kiss, have sex, none of that I know. She tried to teach me.
Olivia.
I only watched a few seconds of that before I needed to scrub out my eyeballs.
Olivia.
I was talking to a vibrator the other night and tried using my phone in the tub. His hand clutches my shoulder, rolling me over.
Okay, that last part is straight comedy.
Oren's deep laughter rolls in my room as he sets me up in the bed, dragging me onto his lap. Oren brushes a tendril of hair back from my frowning forehead.
The movie starts in 40 minutes. Gives us time for a quick bite to eat.
I let out a breath of pent-up frustration and inhale that amazing cologne of him.
Olivia, can you promise me something?
What? I mumble.
Let me be the one who shows you and takes care of you.
I don't respond, move in his arms, or even make eye contact with him.
Give us a try, and don't worry about it all happening. Maybe just let it try.
Chapter 12. Cookie dough? Where?
Olivia. I turn from staring in the microwave, willing my leftover Mexican food to cook faster to Scout with her legs perched up on the table in the staff room. What?
You have to try this.
Not a damn chance. I turn back to staring at my beans.
Seriously, I'm going to do it with Taylor.
That's real reassuring. I pull the steaming takeout box from the microwave and sit next to her.
Don't be such a stuffy bitch since Oren promised the pot at the end of the rainbow.
I'm not. I slap her thigh and steal grape from her bowl. I'm just done with your antics.
Okay, listen, my hairstylist told me that when you cook for your loved one, that you're supposed to rub it in your armpits.
What? I choke on the damn grape, karma at its best.
She made cookies for her man and rubbed the ball up batter in her armpits before baking, and he went wild for her. It's pheromones, and your partner will ravish you.
You're kidding me, right?
Nope. Another lady was getting her hair done and said the same thing. So, I'm baking cookies tonight and doing it. This is the gross part. It's not like you need to be super clean. It's better if you have natural oils and smell on you.
It's official. You've lost your fucking mind, Scout. My phone dings and Scout just rattles on.
Oren, how's it going?
Me. Going.
Oren, it's been a damn long week away.
I think before I type out a text to him. I don't want to show him just how damn needy I am. Me. I miss you.
Oren. I miss you too.
Me. We still on for Saturday night? Oren.
Yeah, I'll be home early Saturday morning.
Me. Enjoy the hot cop conference and don't be hitting on any other first grade teachers. I'm kind of fond of you.
Oren. Will do.
I set my phone back down on the table and try to focus in on Scout and her latest insane idea. So, why would you do this? You and Taylor screw like bunnies. She shrugs.
I just don't want to lose the spark.
What's going on? I push her.
He's been distant, and I know it's because both of our jobs are super busy this time of year.
You're overthinking it. He loves you.
Enough about me. I've got this armpit and pheromone shit under control.
She shoves her sandwich in her mouth.
When you seeing Oren next?
He's been gone all week at a cop convention or training or some shit like that. We're going out tomorrow night after I work at Dad's shop.
Going to slide into second base or shoot for home run?
I don't know. I guess we'll take it as it comes.
The batty old third grade teacher interrupts us.
I hate to tell you, Olivia, but there's no cop training this week. That's at the end of the month.
Oren's new, so maybe it's something else the others don't do.
Think what you want, dear.
The bell rings, and the teachers begin dispersing.
Don't listen to her.
Scout pats my shoulder.
She came to school with cat shit in her hair last week.
And an hour floats by, and I still have a terrible feeling about her comment. So, I finally text Oren at last recess. I know I'm overanalyzing everything now, but I don't even know where he went or what exactly he was doing. Me. Hey, I didn't ask you where your training was.
Oren. California, why?
Me. Oh, I collect shot glasses. Wanna grab me one?
Oren. Of course. XOXO.
Me. Thanks. His XOs throw me off my game. He's back in California. I wonder if he's near his hometown. I turn to my computer and fire up Google to search cop trainings in California.
Olivia, stop. He has nothing to lie about.
Scout's right. Mrs. Donald is a dingbat, I say out loud to myself. It takes several minutes to talk myself out of searching the conference and his names. To love is to trust, and the only way to find love is to rely on trust. It's a blind leap of faith. He's at a conference, I reassure myself.
Miss Olander, why are you talking to yourself?
I turn to see Janice staring at me, like I've lost my marbles. It's what you do when you get older, I respond.
Chapter 13. Fart.
No scout today?
Dad asks, sitting next to me.
Nope, she's baking cookies.
The girl doesn't know how to cook, does she?
Nope. And she's going to rub the dough in her armpits.
Less is more, Olivia.
Here. I hand him a bag.
You won't like it as much as the heart attack shit Scout feeds you, but it's yummy.
He peeks into the bag and grimaces.
I'm not a damn rabbit, and you know I hate eating seagull.
Lettuce is healthy and it's chicken pops.
He just grunts and digs in. My dad's not one for waste and is usually hungry. He's a hard worker, the old-fashioned type, up before the dawn and working all day long. I worry about him and how long his body will hold up for him.
I have all your May bills paid and logged. The shop is doing great.
I can't believe May is already done. When you out for the summer?
June 12th.
Want a summer job turning a wrench?
I laugh at him.
You ask me this every summer.
Well, I figure one day you might take me up on it. You're all I got, girl.
Dad, I'll always keep this shop going, even if it's not my prissy little hands twirling the wrenches.
I know. Just want to instill that in you.
A thundering engine rolls up to the front of the shop. Dad pokes his head out the door and shakes it side to side.
Everyone in town knows I'm strict about my damn lunch break.
He stands up, tossing the Tupperware container to the desk. I notice all the light dressing and chicken is gone while a bed of perfect lettuce remains in the bottom. He steps out of his office to face the newly arrived car.
Holy shit, now that's a car!
I peek around my dad and spot a black, sleek, and very sexy 1967 Shelby Mustang. The chrome shines in the daylight.
Well, if this isn't better than any damn shitty salad.
I pat my pop on the shoulder. He's a car lover at heart, and oldies are his favorite. I turn to go back into the office and offer Pedro some of my chicken off my salad and dump Dad's greens into my bowl and combine it all together. I hear Dad's voice off in the distance talking to the customer and go right back to finishing up the books for the month so I can go home and wait on my own personal sex god. Or at least I hope one day he earns that title. I turn the music up on the docking station and rock out to the best of the 90s. For years, my dad scolded me, persisted, and damn near arm wrestled me into going into the accounting field. I love working with numbers. It's mindless and soothing to me. But I knew I'd miss the human interaction part of it. I guess I went whole hog diving into the teacher world. I lift one butt cheek off the chair and rip some wind. Pedro barks, getting caught off guard. It's just me, boy, being so damn ladylike. I roll my eyes and tidy up my work area. That damn chicken, I think to myself as I hike my leg, steadying myself to rip another one. It's the loudest fart I've ever heard, causing the whole area of my butt to vibrate. When you begin to giggle at your own farts, you know you're a teacher. I'm damn tempted to go for a third one, but the possibility of sharting is lingering on the horizon.
Olivia.
I swivel in the office chair to see my dad and motherfucking Oren standing just inside the office. Maybe they didn't hear it. I feel the blood drain from my face and my fingers shake with the possibility of embarrassment. Dear farting gods, please help a little innocent fart-loving godwoman like me.
What do you think about that damn rabbit food now you keep trying to stuff down my throat?
My dad asks, and then proceeds to bust out into a belly laugh to the point he has to rest his palms on his knees, all hunched over. I slap both of my palms over my mouth and want to scream fuck you to the farting gods of the earth.
Olivia?
Oren's voice carries the natural deep husk to that sends chills up my spine. It's saying a lot in this epic time of embarrassment. I can only manage to nod back to him. Dad finally is able to stand up after several minutes of howling like a hyena.
You know my daughter?
I bite down on the inside of my cheek, wondering how in the world this could possibly get any more awkward.
Yes, sir, I do.
Oren looks my dad straight in the eye when he talks.
How?
Pops counters. Oh shit, he's about to bare his protective dad teeth to Oren. I'm still paralyzed from humiliation to even drop my hands from my mouth and help Oren out of my dad's interrogation.
I visit her class during career week representing Orange County Police. You are?
Dad pauses, looks at me, and then back to Oren and raises his pointer finger.
You're Mr. Lady Boner.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Scout?
Oren asks my dad.
Yep, I try to avoid her and Olivia's conversations, but I always find myself walking in on them at the worst times.
Oren O'Brien.
He sticks his hand out to my dad.
Olivia's dad, or also known as Pops.
The men do the manly handshake and nod heads before turning back to me with my hands still covering my mouth.
Olivia, we came in here because I'm out of work order sheets in the garage. Could you grab me a few?
I stand from the chair, remove my hands from my mouth, and finally discover my voice through the ocean of humiliation. Pops, Oren is the guy I've been dating. The word dating feels weird rumbling off my tongue, especially in front of my dad and Oren.
Yeah, I figured as much since he's Mr. Lady Boner.
Dad, enough! I spat and turned to grab him a stack of papers. Here you go.
Open a window or something, Olivia. I haven't replaced the batteries in the carbon monoxide detector in a couple of months.
Both men erupt in a knee-slapping laughter that lasts moments longer than it should. The embarrassment fades away, since this is the first time the two men in my life are in the same room and also sharing a moment.
Even if that moment is over my reckless flatulence.
I'll go grab that VIN number and look up the parts.
Dad pats Oren on the shoulder and strolls away. Oren takes a step closer to me.
Nice guy.
I get all my charms from him. What can I say? I shrug my shoulders.
Always full of surprises.
He draws out the fool for a bit too long. Not one word of this. I hold a finger up to him. If Scout gets wind of this, she'll have it engraved on my headstone. He grabs my wrists, tugging me into him.
I won't blow your secret, baby.
Oren! I slap his wrists and let a giggle escape. Because not even Strawberry Shortcake could make this one up.
I've missed you way more than I thought possible.
He bends down and gently kisses me. He doesn't let his lips linger on mine or dart his tongue into my mouth. I really missed you, like Stalker Criminal missed you.
Good to hear.
His smile widens, but he remains standing. What conference did you go to again?
Orange County doesn't have a certified criminal detective, and I was one back in California. So, just had to go back and extend the certification.
Wow, fancy. I stand on my tippy toes and peck his lips. Anyone else from the force go with you?
No. My partner tried so he'd get a good vacation out of it, but the chief didn't go for that.
I kiss him again. And feel him stiffen.
It's not you, Olivia. Your dad.
He nods back towards the shop. You're such the gentleman. I taunt. But can we get to second base tonight? My ovaries are about to combust just smelling you.
You smell me?
He asks with a scrunched up brow. I'll admit it sounds a bit creepy when I say it out loud, but yeah. You're my favorite scent. I kiss him on his tender lips again. I need an Oren candle to burn in my house.
Looks like I could get your baby up and running again like a champ in just a week to get the parts in.
Oren turns to my dad while still holding my hand.
Great. I can't believe that engine started knocking. Can you park her here until you get her fixed?
Sure, no problem.
Dad turns to me.
Olivia. You should have told me your man's into old cars.
Pops, I didn't know, and your reference is creepy.
Fine. You should have told me Mr. Ladyboner was into old cars.
Okay, abort. Dad, just call him Oren, please. I unwind my fingers from Oren's and snag my purse and Pedro.
She didn't know about my car. I had to go back to California for recertification this week and swung by, grabbing my last few things from my parents' house.
So you're making Oregon gig your permanent one?
Dad asks him. I mentally give him a high five.
Yeah, I really like it here, and there was no opportunity for me back home to climb the ranks and make a name for myself.
He pauses and looks over to me. Giving me all sorts of goosebumps where I didn't even know you could get them.
And I'm pretty fond of Pedro here.
Oren grabs Pedro from under my arm, and all my worries about him not working while in California fade away. He's answered every single question of mine, and it also makes sense that he flew there and drove back in his car. Oh, lordy, that car? Gives me sexy ass vibes just looking at it. And now knowing Oren is the stud behind the wheel, I'm a worthless fangirl as I pass it in the garage. I was going to walk home, but since you're here...
What? Just say it.
I pause, giving him the sideways look. You know you're just dying for a ride in my practical, safest midsize SUV on the market, right? I mean... It is equipped with 6 airbags.
Told this damn girl she should have a car when she graduated college.
but her choice of a Challenger went out the door. I see too many horrible wrecks in those cars.
I agree with your dad, Olivia.
Okay, Mr. Safety Pants. I can already tell these two could get along very well if they had the chance. Their friendship would blossom over their sole purpose of harassing me. Get in or hoof it, I tell Oren, and then turn to kiss my dad. He always gives me a one-armed hug.
Love you, Firework. Be safe.
You got it, old man. I toss my purse in the back seat and go to climb into the driver's seat. Oren and Pedro are already seated in the passenger seat, looking out the window.
Olivia.
I turn to my dad, who's standing at the entrance of his shop, wringing his hands with his old stained rag. As I get older, I recognize all the signs of the years wearing down on my dad, and it makes my heart sad. His wrinkles deeper, body moving slower, and balding head, all the telltale signs that my dad isn't the invincible Hulk that I've always pictured him to be. Yeah, Pops. I have one leg in the car and palms on the top of the door.
I'm really proud of you. I think you found it.
He sends me a wink. I love you. He gives me one final wave of his rag before he turns back to his shop. And I know the it is the magical love him and Mom found. Above all of Scout's advice, my insecurities and worries, my dad's approval cemented everything for me. I plop down in my seat and look over to Oren, who is avoiding Pedro. He is intent on humping Oren's elbow. I'll give this everything, even if it means years of healing a broken heart, because the promise of something bigger is worth it to me.
Where to, mister? I ask as I pull out of the garage.
Good girl.
What? I ask.
You buckled up.
Oh, good gravy. Maybe dating a cop isn't the best idea.
God, you're gorgeous, Olivia.
Was it the massive eye roll or these ratty jeans that convinced you?
I think I fell harder for you when I found out you fart louder than me.
I slam on the brakes at a stop sign. Not another word about that, Oren.
I point a finger into his chest. His swift hand grabs my wrist and pulls me towards him. His lips are on mine, devouring them before I can make another death threat. Oren is aggressive this time, biting at my lips and kissing me like his life depends on it.
Fuck, I needed that.
He mumbles into me and then sits back into his seat, adjusting his jeans. I focus on nothing else but the road as I drive. I have no idea where I'm going and can't even find the common sense to ask. Oren takes a couple calls while I drive. We end up at Oscar Lakes, which is a large wildlife preserve with fishing ponds, walking trails, a picnic area, and play area for youngsters.
Olivia, I need to make one more call. Are we walking the dog or something?
Sure.
I shrug. He slams the door to my car, causing me to jump. His actions seem angry, but nothing else about him does. I fiddle with Pedro's harness while he bounds into the window, trying to escape. I wonder if he'll ever act like other dogs. Oren's voice raises outside the car. I can spot him in my side mirror. The veins in his neck pop with anger as his voice keeps getting louder and louder. I try to decipher the words, wondering what in the hell could have him so upset. But then Pedro spots another dog and lights up the inside of the car with his high-pitched, rapid-fire streams of barking. It's a hopeless cause, because he thinks he's 10 feet tall and bulletproof and will attack another dog. I finally clip the leash to his harness, decorate it with pork chops, and open the door. By the time I make it to Oren, he's tucking his phone into his back pocket. Everything okay? I ask.
Yes.
He kicks up dirt.
No.
I'm sorry. I wrap my arms around his midsection, holding onto the base of the leash and letting Pedro roam. Anything I can do?
It's fucking complicated.
He growls, wrapping both of his arms around me and kissing the top of my head.
It's my mom. My family has serious issues. No, I'm sorry, you had to hear that.
Well, I didn't hear much. Pedro went apeshit crazy over another dog. His chuckle makes me feel lighter.
Good.
I'm guessing it's one of the reasons you moved?
Yeah, one of them.
Orin, you've seen me in more than my fair share of embarrassing moments. Talk to me. We walk down a graveled path in silence for a few minutes before Orin grabs my hand and we settle down on a picnic bench. He shrugs his shoulder a couple of times and acts like he's going to talk, but nothing ever comes out. You've seen me at my worst, Orin. Just give me the short version, if it makes you feel any better.
Why are you so persistent on this, Olivia?
Because. I swivel on the bench, straddling it and scooting as close as possible to him. I know nothing about you besides the fact that you're a hot cop from California. Seriously hot cop. I waggle my brows at him, trying to lighten the mood. But it's the truth. It's all I know of the man.
My parents are very concerned about outward appearances. Their house could be burning down and they'd convince you everything is going just peachy.
Orin pauses, so I grab his hand and give it a gentle squeeze.
I was raised around a lot of money. My parents are high society and had set rules of how our lives would go. We were to be the best at everything. It's just lucky I love law enforcement since I had to follow my dad's footsteps. I got tired of all their shit and the fact they never let me live my life, so I left.
My heart sinks in my chest. They want you to come home? I can't muster up the courage needed to look him in the eye and confirm my worst fear. This is my home, and I'd never leave my dad.
Oh, Mommy Dearest is demanding it, threatening me with my inheritance. I've heard it time and time again, Olivia. You have no idea how shallow they are. I had to escape. I couldn't even breathe under their control.
That sucks, Orin. I keep my gaze locked on our intertwined fingers.
My younger brother puts up with their shit, doing exactly as he's told, dating the girls with the looks and right names. He's mindless and loves their control. Me, on the other hand, I've always butted heads with them. I'd sneak off to the beach and hang out with the friends I wanted.
I finally look up to him. So, you're the black sheep of the family? He nods and then pulls his hand from mine, cupping my cheek and leaning in until our lips touch.
Olivia, stop worrying. I'm not going anywhere, and I'm sure as hell never going back home.
How can you know that? I ask, brushing his lips with each word.
Because everything I want, I'm holding right now, and nothing will pull me from it.
I respond with a kiss that eases my heart and nerves. Several people pass us on the trail, so I make it a quick one. I'm sorry they treat you like that, I offer.
I'm not Olivia. It brought me to you.
When you put it that way, I agree.
Thanks for making me open up to you, Olivia.
You're welcome, and thanks for sharing. Now let's go make out under that tree over there. I point to a line of trees bordering the lake.
I get to make out with a hot teacher.
We are quite the pair, I say with a giggle. Pedro happily trots out in front of us as, hand in hand, we find the perfect tree to settle under. A blanket would be nice, but I'll take Orin. He's the first to sit down, and I settle right next to him. Within seconds, he has me straddling his lap and facing him. He brushes back the long hair framing my face and puts his lips on mine. I do believe kissing is my new favorite extracurricular activity. My arms easily wrap around his neck, sealing me closer to him. Oren's lips work me over with